Well, just wrapping up the Hawaii game, certainly proud of the effort that the team played with. I'm proud of the toughness. I thought we played a physical football game on both sides of the ball. I was proud of our resiliency. Every time Hawaii looked like they'd take control of the game, we kept answering the bell. And it was a great college football game. And it's why we do what we do. It's why we spend the hours that we spend preparing. It's why the players work the way they work to be a part of that kind of competitive environment. There's nothing like it. The difference in the game, offensively, we had three opportunities to always talk about finishing the game. We had a chance before the half where we had the ball in the 40. And we went three and out, and we could have gone ahead two scores going into the halftime. I thought that was a big stop in the game for them. We had a chance at the end of the game. We got the ball with a little over a minute, and we got a couple of first downs, and then we stalled. And then, of course, we had the two-point play at the end of the overtime. So the end of the half, end of the game, end of the overtime, we had opportunities to really – finish it off, and we didn't get it done. And it's a matter of execution. Give Hawaii credit for making the stops. That's what good teams do. On defense, the difference was big plays. I felt like that we pressured the quarterback as well as anybody has who's played him. I felt like we hit him and knocked him on the ground as much as anybody that's ever played him. He is a phenomenal competitor. He's a extremely accurate thrower, just what I thought when I saw him on film. But he's very instinctive, just what I thought when I saw him on film. But you really never realize the competitive fire that a player has until you really see him live. And you got to give him a lot of credit. He never got affected, and there were plenty of times when he could have. So I have the utmost respect for him as a quarterback, but more importantly, just as an overall competitor. I think it's a model for any athlete. But we gave up eight big plays that were the difference. And about half of those big plays really were a result of mental errors on our part, and it put us in some tough personnel matchups with their receivers. And they have some great receivers who are fast. So that was, to me, the difference in the game. If we eliminate a couple of big plays or we execute at the end of the half or the end of the game, then we win the game. And, you know, that's where we are. Certainly the thing that to learn from it is we have to play with that kind of emotion and that kind of toughness and that kind of resiliency every week to give you a chance. But in the end, you got to execute, and that's how you win. You know, we can't really lick our wounds too long because now we're facing another great football team, a great program under Coach Tedford. He's done a phenomenal job of turning Cal into a top 10 program. They have, you know, it'll be a big challenge this week because they have some great runners. They run the ball, they're physical, and we got to be able to stop the run. And then we got to stop the big plays on play action because they have some tremendous explosive wideouts. In fact, two of them I know personally. I recruited DeSean Jackson when I was at LSU, and I think the world of him. I spent several nights in his home, and he came to Baton Rouge a couple of times. And, you know, I wish we would have gotten him there, but then we would be facing him in a few weeks. So either way, he's unavoidable this season. And then Lavelle Hawkins, of course, was at LSU. We signed Lavelle, and he decided to transfer. And I know their ability, and it's special. On defense, they're very athletic. They're physical. They play with good scheme discipline. It's going to be a tough game for us offensively, finding ways to make big plays. And then, of course, on special teams, we have to do a great job of coverage because DeSean, I mean, any time you've got seven touchdowns on punt returns over a career, over a short career, you know, he's a special guy. So it's going to be another great challenge. All right, y'all go ahead.
You have the 23rd ranked team in here, and now you have the 8th ranked team as a coach. I mean, does it get any easier? I mean, how do you keep your kids on a level within their heads?
Well, you know, I've had a lot of calls saying, man, you're going to have a tough time getting these guys up for this game. And I'm thinking to myself, why? You know, to me, we should be coming in with tremendous energy because of how we competed the last week and hoping that we can go out there and do it again. I mean, I would have a tougher time getting the guys up if we got thumped 70-6, you know, and then you go into Cal. So, you know, your emotion and energy level is a choice. I just believe that. And I'm going to tell the team that. I don't want to hear about this, well, we played great, now you're going to have a letdown. That's only if we choose to. So I think it's another great opportunity. You know, we're going to be on ESPN no matter what the result is this week. Is that right? Just like last week. All right? And no matter what the result, everybody in the country is going to see how Louisiana Tech performs. And so, to me, what a great opportunity. You couldn't ask for anything more.
Cole Brennan 1 week, Longshore the next week. What kind of defensive scheme are we looking at this coming week? Similar?
Well, the difference this week is they have a tremendous running game, and so it's going to be a different attack that we're presented with. It's just as effective, but our scheme is certainly going to be much different than what we did against Colt, because if we did some of the things we did against Colt, they'd run for 6,000 yards. But you know, Hawaii, I mean, you saw it. They ran it once and they got 50 yards, but it just kills June to do that. So he's going to keep throwing it, you know, and I don't blame him because they're good at it. So this week's just, it's going to be different because you got to play both. I mean, we got a physical running game and then some explosive wideouts.
Lots of different schemes, like stacking the box and, like you said, the play action for the evening.
Yeah, and, you know, the key there is, you know, it's a little bit of a chess match when you're calling a game. You know, you want to pack the box when they're running it, and you want to play coverage when they're throwing it. So if you can figure out when to do that, let me know. But there is a little bit of that, and then there's a little bit, you got to play sound football. You got to be able to defend both. And you know, it's kind of what they do offensively, I enjoy, because it's kind of what I like, what we do. You know, we run the ball, and I would like us to be a little more explosive throwing the ball, but I like a defense having to defend a lot of things. Otherwise, if you're one-dimensional, I think, you know, you have to have some great players. And, you know, there's certainly a lot of programs that have had tremendous success being one-dimensional. But these guys are tough, because you got to defend it all.
Have you had a chance to look at the Colorado State home, and what did they do to make it such a competitive?
Well, you know, they scored at the end. I mean, don't lose sight that they scored a touchdown. All right, then they kicked it onside and scored another. You know, and I think Cal controlled the game, and so it's commendable that they fought back. But it's not like it was one of these grinders down to the wire, you know. But hey, they're another great football team, and we're going to try to find ways to create some problems. But in the end, I'm always most concerned about how our team comes out to play. And you know, it's like I tell our guys, if we get beat because the other team's better, then let's live with it. All right, but I don't want to come in on Monday saying, man, we got beat because we didn't even play. And to me, let's find out if they're better. And the only way to find out is how we approach a game.
Concerned about the travel, obviously, this is the first time you as a coach.
Well, the biggest concern is because this is the first road game. And so far, every time we have a first of anything, there's a lot of issues that don't go the way I would like them to go. And it might be because I probably worry about things too much. I probably violate every micromanagement rule of being in charge, but I can't help it. You know, I am who I am, and it's, you know, that old saying, is he anal? And I say, no, I just like it the way I like it. I think that was Harry Met Sally. Was that? That's a movie line. So that's my concern, is the logistical part. I think a good football team, you have to learn how to play on the road. I mean, it's unavoidable. And what we tried to do is create our home games. We're going to try to create the same sort of schedule as our home games. You know, we leave on Friday. We go to a hotel Friday night. Our pregame routine's the same. So no matter where you are, the last 24 hours leading up to the game really should be the same, other than a plane flight. You know, I think the big issue is, too, it's West Coast. It's the two-hour difference. And there's some things that you can do to help not, you know, not let that be a problem. Biggest thing is being hydrated. You know, you dehydrate when you travel.
You guys leave on Thursday or Friday?
Friday, yeah.
What makes Jackson so special, Derek, Deshaun Jackson?
Well, it starts with some God-given quickness and speed. It's special quickness and it's special speed. So he's certainly a talented guy, but he's also got that, it's just what I was saying about Colt. What a great competitor. He's one of those guys that wants the ball in a critical situation because he knows he's going to make the play. And he was like that in high school. It's one of the reasons I loved him. Because, you know, everybody knocked him in high school about being so small. He didn't care. He in his mind, he was the best player on the football field. And in a critical time, he wants the ball. So when you combine his athleticism that God blessed him with his competitive character, you got a special guy.
Any more questions? Do you have a lot of experience in your career going up against the Jeff Tedford team?
I don't. You know, a lot of the things they do, it's mostly West Coast type, you know, stuff. I mean, as far as his background and that sort of thing. And they've been extremely successful. But, you know, ball is ball. And, I mean, you run the inside zone. I mean, you got to defend the inside zone, whether it's West Coast or East Coast, you know. I've never gone against Coach Tedford as an assistant. But, you know, I've seen a lot of those plays there on a lot of other teams. They do a great job of coaching and executing. You know, I don't think systems are what makes programs. I think it's how the system is coached and executed. I just like June Jones. It's, everybody says it's his system. Well, no, it's because he coaches that system really well. Because otherwise, everybody would be doing one thing if it was the system, wouldn't it? I mean, every year we see a different champion that has a different offense and a different defense. So, just like Urban Meyer, you know, he's got his things he does. And everybody says, man, that's a great system. And I say, no, he's got his system and he does a heck of a job coaching. And his players do a heck of a job executing the system. And it was the same way with Steve Spurrier when he was rolling it forward. He didn't do anything fancy. He just threw curl flat better than anybody. And he threw smash better than anybody. His quarterbacks threw it better than anybody and his receivers ran it better than everybody. So, you know, it's the what you have to defend is their execution. Does that make sense?
I got a quick one, Coach. Just talk a little bit about the trio of tight ends there and what Dennis Morris, the fullback.
Yeah. You know, all three of those guys are talented guys, and we got to continue to use them. Dustin Mitchell has played. You know, I told you he was going to be our move guy. He's the adjuster. So he plays fullback. He plays tight end. And those kind of guys can cause problems. But Dennis Morris is a guy who's got game. He's one of those guys that plays better in the game. And he elevates his game. And we got to continue ways to find him the ball. I told you last week that I've been concerned about our short yardage since spring practice. because short yardage and goal line, we hadn't done anything in practice, and then we showed it in Central Arkansas, and so I put a 260-pound tight end back there, and he looked pretty dang good toting that thing in third and one, you know. So that made me feel good. That got a little old school on him, you know, and pounded that thing in from the one. You know, it's a lot easier when you just get a big guy and you don't have to block anybody and he just pounds it in for you. Makes you look good as a coach. You don't have to scheme him up as much.
Anything else for Coach Dooley?